Hey fam. Wally Hart here, your daily dose of reality served with a side of self-care. We're talking about stress management today because let's be real, between exams, job hunts, trying to figure out adulting, ever feel like you're running on fumes? You know that feeling when your brain feels like it's doing the Macarena in a hurricane? Yeah, we've all been there. Today's Self-Care RX is all about grounding techniques. Think of them as your mental life rafts when anxiety starts pulling you under. These ain't your grandma's relaxation tips, trust me. We're talking about real, actionable stuff that actually works for the Gen Z brain. Ready to de-stress and level up? Let's do this. First off, ditch the hustle culture BS, okay? You don't have to be on 24/7. Seriously, sometimes just saying no is the ultimate act of self-care. Prioritize what matters, ditch the unnecessary pressure, and remember, it's okay to take a breather. Next up, get your body moving. I'm not talking about running marathons or becoming a fitness influencer unless that's your vibe. A quick walk around the block, some dance moves in your room, anything that gets your blood pumping and releases those endorphins. It's like a mini vacation for your mind. Speaking of vacations, how often do you unplug? Like, really unplug from screens? Social media is a blessing and a curse, fam. It's amazing for connection, but it can also be a major stress trigger. Set boundaries, schedule digital detox time, and rediscover the magic of boredom. You might actually find something cool to do in the real world. Now, let's talk about mindfulness. Don't worry, this isn't some woo-woo spiritual thing. It's simply paying attention to the present moment. Notice your breath, feel the texture of your clothes, savor the delicious cup of coffee. Simple stuff, but it can make a world of difference in calming your mind. Think of it like hitting the reset button on your brain whenever things start getting overwhelming. And lastly, remember you're not alone. We all face stress, anxiety, and those moments where we just want to hide under our blankets and binge-watch reality TV. Connect with friends, family, or even a therapist. Talking things out can be seriously therapeutic. Think about the last time you felt totally overwhelmed. Maybe it was that huge exam deadline, a fight with a friend, or just the general chaos of daily life. How did you cope? Did you curl up and scroll through TikTok, eat your feelings in a pint of ice cream, or maybe even resort to some unhealthy habits? We've all been there. But guess what? There are healthier ways to manage stress. Imagine this. You're walking down the street when suddenly, bam, a judo scooter zooms past you, almost taking out your latte. Your heart races, palms get sweaty, and your brain screams danger. That's your fight or flight response kicking, and it's designed to keep us safe from actual threats, not just bad hair days. But here is the catch. When we're constantly bombarded with stress triggers like exams, social media drama, or that annoying notification sound, our bodies stay on high alert. That's why those fight or flight moments become a daily occurrence, leaving us feeling drained and burnt out. That's where grounding techniques come in there, like your mental superhero cape, helping you regain control when stress starts spiraling. So how do you actually ground yourself? It's easier than you think. Next time you feel those anxiety vibes creeping in, try this. Focus on your senses. What can you see? Hear? Smell? Taste? Feel? Literally name things: a bluebird, the hum of traffic, the scent of fresh coffee, the taste of your morning smoothie. This simple act brings you back to the present moment, breaking the cycle of anxious thoughts. Think of it like pressing pause on your mental roller coaster. You got this. Remember, self-care is not selfish, it's essential. We need to prioritize our mental well-being just as much as we prioritize our physical health. Now go out there and conquer your day, one grounded moment at a time. Want more self-care tips delivered straight to your feed? Hit that follow button. And don't forget to tag me in your TikTok recreations of these grounding techniques. I wanna see you thriving. Don't be shy, share this episode with your besties who need a little mental refresh. And hey, if you're feeling inspired, leave a rating and review, it really helps spread the self-care love.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.